We all know the power of music to transcend suffering, and that is the basis of a very special collaboration. Here to tell us about it is Lori Shepherd, Executive Director of the El Paso Holocaust Museum and Study Center. Welcome, Lori. It's good to see you.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here again.
This is a very exciting presentation that's coming up. Tell us about it.
Well, in commemoration of the El Paso Holocaust Museum and Study Center's 30th anniversary, we will be presenting Verde's Requiem, Resistance and Redemption at Terezin, a Holocaust Story. And we're very excited about this. It is a fantastic collaboration with UTEP's Chorale and the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. And it's going to be something like we've never seen here in El Paso before. And in fact, in the United States, because this is the American debut for this performance.
Oh, my. Well, this performance will be next Saturday, November the 8th at 8 p.m. at the Plaza Theater. And there is a backstory. Verdi's Requiem, without knowing anything more about the piece, is one of those transcendent works of music. But what is the backstory that will be a part of this presentation?
Yes, you're so right. It's one of those pieces of music that you don't even know you're going to recognize it, and then you hear it and you immediately know exactly what you're listening to. The backstory for this piece is that in 1943, in the Terezin ghetto, Raphael Schechter, who was a famous Jewish conductor at the time, was able to smuggle a piece of this music, Verdi's Requiem, into the camp with him. And he was able to actually put together a chorale and an orchestra and to get away with practicing and eventually performing this piece of music at a time of great deprivation and misery. This piece brought together these musicians and these singers, performers, and gave them hope. And it was a little bit of a resistance. As
you know,
Verdi's Requiem is a funeral mass. And it is a funeral mass that reminds us that we will all one day meet our Maker and have to atone for the things that we've done in this life. So Raphael Schechter was very famous for telling his musicians, his performers, we can sing to the Nazis that which we cannot say to them.
And they were, in fact, asked by the Nazis to perform the piece multiple times, were they not?
They were, as part of the Nazi propaganda to show how great and wonderful the camps were. They actually had them perform this not only for Nazi leaders and the guards and collaborators, but also for the International Red Cross as a way to show that, look, life here isn't so bad. It wasn't true. It was all propaganda. And in fact, you'll learn later on in this piece that after this last performance, all of the performers, and in fact all of those in the camp, were loaded onto trains and sent to Auschwitz. And they were all murdered, most.
How will this account that you've just shared with us be integrated in the performance?
Well, what's going to be wonderful about this is that it is Verdi's Requiem in its entirety, mm-hmm, with a dramatic component that will be shared between the movements and with the musicians themselves. And it's going to be very unique, like nothing we've ever seen here in El Paso. This is originally based on a book and based on the memoirs of someone who was in this camp and was one of these orchestra members.
Oh,
and it's only been performed in the Czech Republic. And we were so blessed because Boleslav Rate from the symphony was able to bring this here and to help us partner. In fact, in bringing it here, it wasn't even in English. We had to get it translated from Czech to English.
Oh, my goodness.
So we've really taken this all the way from Eastern Europe and brought it here to share.
In addition to the chorale, the UTEP chorale, fine vocal ensemble, there will be soloists for the performance. Tell me about them.
We have seven soloists who are coming from all over the country, which says a tremendous amount about the excitement that we have for this piece. We have a couple of great voice actors, Chet Frame and Nathaniel Long, will be doing some work for us.
Yes.
And that's going to be very exciting as well.
Oh, this is lovely. I can't imagine that any artist would not be so honored to be a part of this, because the, at least in my personal experience, the times that I have encountered art from the Holocaust, or the stories of the role that art played in this, at least the spiritual survival, if not the corporal survival during the Holocaust, there are no more moving stories for me. That is just, when I saw the title of this piece, Verdi's Requiem, Resistance and Redemption at Terezin, a Holocaust Story, I thought, this is just going to be breathtaking.
You know, this whole year for the 30th anniversary for the museum, we have focused on music and the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. We kicked the year off with a wonderful workshop with a professor named Tamara Freeman, who came from New Jersey to share her talents with us. And each month we've been doing something different related to music. And we chose music because of its redemptive powers. We chose it because it is at our base core who we are as humans.
I think it more quickly than any other art form transcends the pain and transforms it to beauty. It's stunning, and that's the way music affects me. And I am stunned when you say 30 years the Holocaust Museum is celebrating its 30th anniversary. Now, that's from its inception here in El Paso. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you have been how long in your current location?
Just going on 7 years.
7 years. Mm-hmm. And your current address is?
715 North Oregon.
And if anyone has not visited that location, they've missed out, because it is an extraordinary facility. There's always something wonderful going on there. And I want to thank my guest today, Lori Shepherd, who is Executive Director of the El Paso Holocaust Museum and Study Center, previewing a very special collaboration with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra and the UTEP Chorale, presenting Verdi's Requiem, Resistance and Redemption at Terezin, a Holocaust Story. That's Saturday, November 8th at 8 p.m. at the Plaza Theater, and I believe all of the proceeds will support the Holocaust Museum. Is this correct?
Yes, all of the proceeds go towards our mission of educating the community on the dangers of hate and on helping us advocate for a more peaceful future.
Doesn't get better than that. For information, you can visit the El Paso Holocaust Museum.org, call them at 351-0048, or get your tickets at epso.org, or call them at 532-3776. Thank you so much, Lori.
Thank you for having me.